B-Pod Studios.
From the Out There Tire Studios.
And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
This is the home of the six-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. WTN 98.5, the Sports Hub, a Beasley Media Group station.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins play Toronto tonight at TD Garden, even at two games apiece in their first-round playoff series. Brad Marchand's team got an actual day off yesterday.
It's big. In games like last night, they're physical, you know, and the body takes a beating. You get worn down, so it's nice to have the rest and get away from the game, regroup, see the family a little bit, and, you know, we'll be ready to battle tomorrow.
Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Out in Indianapolis, Celtics play the Pacers, leading two games to none. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 8 and the tip-off at 8:30 on 105.7 WROR. Red Sox have placed Dustin Pedroia on the injured list. He hurt his knee again at Yankee Stadium Wednesday night, but the Boston Globe reports he should not be out too long. Tonight, the Sox open up a three-game road series against first-place Tampa Bay, and lawyers representing a pair of women who allegedly worked at the spa where Patriots owner Robert Kraft infamously visited have asked a judge to hold the local police and prosecutors in contempt of court. They allege officials have leaked the video of Kraft's visit to the facility. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Foxwoods. Earn points for your chance to attend Big Poppy's charity golf tournament in the Dominican. Learn more at foxwoods.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is the flagship station of the Boston Bruins.
Pastrnak
shoots and scores the hat trick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
This is the home of the six-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. WTN 98.5, the Sports Hub, a Beasley Media Group station.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins play Toronto tonight at TD Garden, even at two games apiece in their first-round playoff series. Brad Marchand's team got an actual day off yesterday.
It's big. In games like last night, they're physical, you know, and the body takes a beating. You get worn down, so it's nice to have the rest and get away from the game, regroup, see the family a little bit, and, you know, we'll be ready to battle tomorrow.
Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Out in Indianapolis, Celtics play the Pacers, leading two games to none. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 8 and the tip-off at 8:30 on 105.7 WROR. Red Sox have placed Dustin Pedroia on the injured list. He hurt his knee again at Yankee Stadium Wednesday night, but the Boston Globe reports he should not be out too long. Tonight, the Sox open up a three-game road series against first-place Tampa Bay, and lawyers representing a pair of women who allegedly worked at the spa where Patriots owner Robert Kraft infamously visited have asked a judge to hold the local police and prosecutors in contempt of court. They allege officials have leaked the video of Kraft's visit to the facility. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Foxwoods. Earn points for your chance to attend Big Poppy's charity golf tournament in the Dominican. Learn more at foxwoods.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is the flagship station of the Boston Bruins.
Pastrnak
shoots and scores the hat trick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, Mr. Bob Saget, who's always kind enough to come in when he's in town.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, he's already sold out the Wilbur tonight, so don't even try.
I think there's like three seats if you got, if you wear stilts and you're a circus clown.
Yeah, or if you're just a lonely person that goes out.
Some people like to be alone, you know, that's cool. I'm the perfect person to see if you want to be alone.
Is there sexual aspects to the...
Zero. I don't play, like, horseshoes with them or anything.
Okay. So there's no crowd interaction?
There is crowd interaction. So I would be their friend that night.
Okay. So if you go
Which
see...
would be tonight.
If you go to see Bob Saget tonight, it's not like you're by yourself. It's like you're with a friend.
You're with also a whole room of people. It'll be all filled up. And that's the whole fun of stand-up. You get to bring all these people together because everybody's so... the world's a little wacky, and you entertain them. You know, you guys come in here and make them feel good. So that's my job. I don't hit a lot of political stuff, so people can't really jump up and yell at me.
Now, why is that? You don't hit the political stuff.
I just do. Everybody else does it well, and they're doing it, and I do my own little stuff, which is new stuff and some music that I always love to do. And you've come and seen me, haven't you?
I have seen you.
Yeah.
You've
come tonight. I think I have one seat by the fire extinguisher.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
There's a seat in my dressing room on the toilet.
The Wilbur dressing rooms are well known as being gorgeous and lovely.
They got Kleenex this year.
Did they really? That's good.
Some comedians need that before they go on.
Yeah, there's a water fountain. All right, so Bob's at the Wilbur tonight. Tomorrow he's at the Foxwoods Resort Casino, and you can get tickets to that show at foxwoods.com. Now, Bob, Rich isn't here today, so Ted Johnson,
who's a nice man, we were just talking.
Okay,
he's from Philly.
Yeah, he is, and he played for the Patriots. He's very into working out, but he has a certain degree of bloodlust. I mean, you look at the man, and you can see that he's intimidating, but there's a constant fight in his mind not to react violently with things.
That's good.
Yeah.
So in other words, he's not just going to hit me out of nowhere.
No, but if you said something to him, there would be an impulse to do so. So he's constantly got an inner monologue not to attack. He has to talk himself down from attacking people.
So don't bring up a family member of his.
I wouldn't even know who his family is. You got to give him. You got to give. All I know is he's friends with Lisa.
You wouldn't know his family is.
I don't know who his family is. I don't want to know.
Make it sound like he came down from the mountains.
he did.
I pretty much did. Yeah. Yeah. I just do fill in work every now and then. They don't know.
Mountains were you?
The Rockies.
That's better than Appalachian.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, because a goat
came down from the Rocky Mountains.
A goat can be your wife.
That's still going on. They have their own dialect, some of it involves goat language.
Is that true?
That absolutely is true.
Wow. Do they wear a bell around their neck? There's more to that. I'm not going to say it.
All right. Well, thank you for cutting it off.
It's a family show.
Absolutely. So how is your family?
Mine is good. I got a wife now for five months.
We've very been beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And she came down from the mountains and and I took off my nanny goat beard, and she's brilliant. She's quite wonderful.
Okay. Because she's
real smart because she's asleep right now.
Okay, very good. Now, did she travel with you?
Yeah, she did on this one. I said, I don't think you want to do this because this is going to be... I've taken my buddy Mike Young on this tour, and we've toured for 10 years off and on because he wrote for Entourage. That's how I met him.
Yeah.
And you didn't like the show?
It's like porn for douches, I always
say. What I would say...
I'm a douche then.
Of course you like entourage.
A lot of guys, in defense of both of you, in defense of douches, which we need, actually, because they do help some people.
I don't know one woman that uses them.
No, but you can buy them in the store. I don't think they're... I use them, but I don't think they're good.
I like the way they taste, but...
Right. You got to add a fizzy.
That's right. You got to carbonate it.
I just lost 40 years of demographics by mentioning the word fizzy. But it was you would add a little thing, like an Alka-Seltzer to a thing, at a glass of water, and it would be a fruit drink.
Yeah.
And it was as good as it sounds.
But you grew up in a rich household.
Well, the entourage could not be made today. We are in we're in a different world.
Where people have taste.
That quickly. Well, besides the taste, the misogyny and stuff and all that. That's just, you know, you can't just display, you know, I was kissing two girls in one episode. And I never had.
So you were on Entourage?
I was on it 5 times. So,
really?
Yeah, so I was like the family dog. I would just show up once in a while.
Now, what was your role?
It was me. It was playing me.
But an exaggerated version of yourself?
Yeah. So I'm smoking out of a bong. And
I saw that.
Stealing girls from drama, and I want to have sex.
Okay, you were good on the show. Because
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I got what you were doing there.
I was trying to be real in a diabolical way.
Right.
But they wrote it. Doug Allen wrote it, and my buddy Mike Young, who's working with me now. He's working with me now on my new video show that's coming out. That's going to be out either in the summer or the fall. I'm not sure which one, but we're 10 o'clock at night because we're dirty. It's ABC.
Yeah.
On ABC. And it's blurred butt cracks and babies cursing. And they said, do you want to just do like your stand-up and we'll bleep it? And you can... you don't have to be that blue. I'm not even that blue anymore. So people at the Wilbur tonight are going to be like, what?
Why are you not as blue anymore?
I don't know. I don't use certain words as a verb anymore. I think that's a big difference.
Okay.
Because I just want to be funny. You know, I just want to have fun. And I don't want to know what I'm going to say. I have topics that mean something to me. And it's just different. I'm going through another one. Every 7 years, I go through like a metamorphosis of what my stand-up is. And then I took a break. I had to take a break twice this year for like 2 4-month, 5-month breaks where I couldn't do it. So when I hit the tour, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago, 7 months ago, I just went crazy. I just really wanted to make people laugh because there's so many people that are... I was on stage. Some guy yells out, "The South will rise again," and I went, "Sir, we're in New Hampshire." You know,
it's basically the same place.
That's what I've been told.
Yes, it's a different. There's really not a lot of reason to go to New Hampshire.
No, I've had audiences there that were all sharing like 7 teeth. You know,
there's
good
there's,
people though. They're good people.
All right, no, Ted. I don't want to piss you off, but I mean,
there's some wonderful people.
Really good people.
Rhode Island has some nice people.
Well, see, Rhode Island, there's Newport, Rhode Island is a nice place. There's places
I've
in
been
Maine.
There.
Yeah, there's places in Maine that are nice.
Right,
but I can't think of a particular reason to go to New Hampshire.
Well, if you like a good witch burning, you know they have that.
Do you still do that nowadays?
I don't know. Where's Salem? Salem's in
Northern Massachusetts.
Yeah, northern Boston.
That's where they, if they put you in water, this is true, they used to put you in water, and if you drowned, they were sure that you were not a witch. That is actually how they used
to
test it.
That's a little late, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point.
It's lose-lose, because if you floated and you survived, they burned you, see?
So
so it's fire and water, and either way you die.
Yes.
No, if you floated, they would, I'm not lying. If you floated, which I can't imagine happened, but they would.
Well, they didn't have floaties then.
No, you went in, you didn't have any kind of.
You would need gas. You'd need horrible gas.
That's right. They didn't have bags yet, so there was nothing they could inflate. You ball bags, but they didn't have anything.
You don't need Ritz today.
there was nothing that you can inflate, but they did that. But yes, so the guy wrote for Entourage. And
yes,
then you were on Entourage, and now he's your opener.
Yeah, and he's been opening for me for a while, and he's not going to be opening much longer. He's really strong, and he's very fun. Mm. And single Mike, he's a single guy. He talks about the single life. You're not a single man.
No.
How long have you been married? That is
14 years.
That is when you ask that question, you wind up with dead air. That's what happens.
But it's the thing is that I can figure it out because I got married when I was 30. But you got married young.
I got married at 26. Yeah. And then I got divorced 23 years ago. And my ex-wife and I are still cool.
That's good.
Yeah, the check's cash. She's happy. And
I can relate.
And I got, are you divorced?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, not well.
Is she in the mountains?
No, she came down from the mountains.
And so, but you have kids?
I do have two kids with my ex-wife, yes.
And is everything cool there?
Everything is fine.
Yeah. What better place to talk about it than here?
Yeah, no kidding. Just when everybody's listening. But yeah, no, we co-parent. We co-parent well.
Bob,
Rico Farewell.
Bob, you're treading on very
I know
thin ice.
No, I'm not. This man can erupt at any moment.
This is like cutting him off in traffic, man.
Now he's touching you.
Now
he's touching you.
This is how it starts.
Why have you turned him into the Hulk?
Do you know like when a bear starts, they might present or something? I don't know. Like,
and then you
poke
with
it. It starts with a touch. No, he's
fine.
We're fine, Bob.
I don't have to use you.
I sized you up right away, man. I like you.
I'm a good person.
You're a
right?
really good guy.
So are you. And if we were out in the woods and it was between, you know, there's no more food or anything, yeah. I would use your pelt to hide like Leo DiCaprio did. You know, I would make sure because he's bear-like.
Right. Or you could cut him open like in Star Wars and climb in there and spend the night.
Well, that's what Leo did in that.
Oh, and he did?
Yeah, in The Revenant.
Oh, okay.
He did that in The Revenant.
Oh,
same as Star Wars. So basically that's...
So they ripped off Star Wars. I don't know
if legally that's a ripoff if you're trying to stay warm.
But now that I think about it, it's a similar type thing they did there. You know?
But it sounds
one
like,
was with a lifesaver and one just...
It is exactly the same thing, except you heard all the gurgling of all those things coming out
it's
with
exactly
the lifesaver.
Right.
But I don't know if you heard it with The
No, like I think the horse when he hit, he just was dead. There's no more gurgling after.
What about Game of Thrones? They must have done it with somebody.
Good call.
I mean, I don't think he used a person.
You know when I stopped watching Game of Thrones, and this is all in all seriousness, is they made a man a eunuch, and then he became like a slave to the guy who made him a eunuch.
Yep.
Right.
And then when there was no revenge, like for three episodes, I had to get out.
Yeah.
It was that troubling to me.
Yeah. Ramsay Bolton was the antagonist in that. Yeah. What you're talking. Yeah.
He was McMars in the new...
I mean, he got his, though. He got his in the end. You don't know that.
But it took
that.
Too
Spoiler
long.
Alert.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah,
three seasons.
But now,
that's true. That's not right.
There's only seven left. So if balls are coming off, they're staying off. And there will be immediately retribution because, you know, you can't do that these days.
All right,
and he didn't even get a job in a choir. I mean, it's not fair.
He was a soprano, though. He could do it. All right. Bob Saget is going to stick around.
I love it here.
You do?
I just made a new friend.
And you love the
and
new...
you and I have been friends for, you know, it's like, how long have you been on the air?
You first probably came in 2006.
And that's when I was doing a lot of stand-up, and you guys are amazingly supportive. Whenever I had anything to promote, whether it be a book or a thing...
have a book to promote.
The main thing I have to promote is a movie that comes out on Tuesday.
All right, so we will talk about all these things.
We will?
We will discuss them all.
I can't wait.
Just lay it out, baby.
I'm going to go hide inside his pelt.
That's right. Ted will lay on you. And,
I'm fine with
and
that.
And everyone be warm.
I don't care.
All right. So it's tonight at the Wilbur, tomorrow at Foxwoods, and we'll have more with Bob Saget in just a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bob Saget. In studio, playing tonight at the Wilbur Theater, and tomorrow at Foxwoods. You can get tickets at foxwoods.com. And so do you do a different act? Like, how often do you change your act up?
Well, it's changing a lot. I'm floating a new 20 right now. That sounds like something you just had a bad dinner or something. But I'm sorry. I can't go into bathroom humor. I apologize.
You may.
Okay.
Feel free.
No, I'm not doing it. I can't. It's too beautiful a world, as it says on this screensaver.
It does?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Look at it. I mean, it's like it's the mountains and it's...
That's where I came down from, those mountains.
Those mountains. Yeah. Oh, I can see where you are there.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a dude. That's cool.
Yep.
But what happened was I just wanted to come up with stuff that seemed different. And I always do. And so I've got a couple new songs that I do because I always do music. Martin Mull was one of the first comedians I ever saw when I was 17. And it was all musical comedy. And I wasn't copying it what he did. I did it before I even saw him perform. And now I'm directing a documentary about him, produced by Kevin Bright, who's from here and went to Emerson. And he's a really good guy. And Martin is kind of a genius. He's a great artist. So I'm doing more material about stand-up wise, about my life and about things that happened in 1961, you know, when I was in Norfolk, Virginia. And it's all humor to be had.
Right.
But I think it's more stories, I think. And then, I mean, I still do plenty of jokes about things below my belt because that's where it's safe.
Right.
You know, it's rather than talk about religion or...
Right, right.
You know, I'd like to address the man on the other side of the aisle. It's like, no, there's no aisles here. We're all just here to have fun.
Right.
And that's what I'm priding myself on, is when people leave a show that they feel like, wow, that was such a good... It was an escape. It was an escape, and it got them into... I was talking to Norman Lear, who's also... I think he went to Emerson also, I believe. He was kind of a genius.
Right.
People that don't know, he did All in the Family, and he did, Jeffersons, yeah. One Day at a Time, all these shows. And he's a friend. He's 96. And his whole thing is, I said, you know, I get to take people out of their lives. And they get to come in and see a show. And he goes, no. He said, so Obi-Wan Kenobi. He goes, you bring people into their lives. And I went, that is actually really sweet. Because it means that those people at the Wilbur tonight are going to have a shared experience. And that's what I love about stand-up. I think all stand-ups love that. That they're doing it, whether they're a monologist like Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld doesn't change his act, right? Like he... His idea, and it's not an insult to him because obviously...
No, he says there's no reason to. We both talked about this once. He'll add 10 minutes, 15. He'll just keep, you know, start adding it, and then usually it'll be weaved through, but I often find I like doing the newer stuff up front as much, if it makes sense, because I want it to be a little more chronological, because I go off so much, and I free associate so much,
right,
that I'm my own worst enemy. I go off on a delay about a carp I had to kill when I was 17 in a seafood department. And then it's like, oh, and by the way, and my kids, I love them. You know,
flash forward 15 years.
I had to smash this carp in the head with the mallet. And my youngest daughter's my favorite. You just got to segue somehow. But I also have a couple songs. And some of them are things from my last special that was on Amazon. And then... called 0 to 60 is a self-promoting hoe would do. It's hard to talk in the morning sometimes. It's weird. And I think it's because I didn't use chapstick, because when you're old, and not in a bad way, but your teeth are... Some people do wear false teeth still, right?
They do, I think. I think so.
You have too much money to have false teeth.
Yeah, I'm never going to have false teeth.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just cram some stuff in
but
there.
But they'll just be made out of... I'll get a donor.
They'll just take a cadaver and pull him out.
Get his teeth out, just like, you know, someone like in Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, just get the teeth with the jewels in it.
Yeah, you just get friends with the coroner, and then you just go in there, and then they shove them in.
You know what? Mine are just going to be made out of porcelain. They're just going to be, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to lose my teeth. My dad lived to 90, and he never lost his teeth. He always had them.
Not living a life.
He had several sets. He had one set in his butt. He had one set under his arms.
Have you ever seen when they open something up? Like when they open up like a cyst on someone and it has hair and teeth in it?
I watch the cyst channel, so I see it all the time.
There's about to be a cyst channel.
Oh, I have seen, holy crap, I have seen teeth in a cyst before.
Do you know how to, that's maybe the most disgusting thing in the world.
It is right up there. And there was a movie that no one's going to know. It's called How to Get Ahead in Advertising. It was with Richard E. Grant. Do you know this movie?
No.
Never heard
started
of it.
His career. And he was in this movie, L.A. Story, with Steve Martin years later.
Yep.
Right. So he's this brilliant actor. And he and he gets a cyst on his neck that starts talking to him. And it's got teeth, and it's mean, and it spits at him, and it's disgusting. And it's hilarious because it's a Jekyll and Hyde
right.
mental fantasy. I'm glad we brought it up.
Now, was this a big hit?
I think it did okay. It was in, which brings me to my movie. This is what you're doing is you're segueing.
All I want to do is set you up, baby.
You are,
and then I'm going to tag everything.
You got any hot oil? Because I'm going crazy right now.
We're going to get. All right, so Bob, tell me about the movie.
I got a movie, and what happened was when you make an independent movie, you got a couple options. One is you made Sideways. You're a genius, and you made a movie that the world sees somehow. I'm not that. But what I am is I was passionate about this movie called Benjamin for about 7 years and held on to the script. And they wanted me to direct it, and they wanted me to star in it. And I said, no, let's get somebody so I can really direct it. And we had a low budget, and we had a great cast. We have Rob Corddry and Kevin Pollak and Marilyn Rice Cubb and Sherry O'Terry and Dave Foley and Perry Gilpin, just to name everyone. And but it's about an intervention of my son, Benjamin, played by Max Burkholder, who was on Parenthood. He was the autistic kid on Parenthood, the TV show. Very talented actor.
Wait, so this is based on reality?
It's not.
Okay.
It is a dark comedy, which is not something we get a lot of, because it has over-the-top comedy in it, but it's really about, you know, the first step is admitting everyone else has a problem, is the byline of the movie.
Okay.
And I'm the father that thinks, and my girlfriend, Mary Lynn Rice Cubb, takes out an ad on Facebook that there's an intervention. And then Rob Corddry is the family gynecologist. He leads the intervention because he's the only doctor. So it's ill-equipped people to do it. And it's a serious subject. And I was passionate about it because I know a lot of people who have kids. I'm sure we all know people who've gone through rough stuff. And my kid's 15 in it. And so it's got a serious, you know, clock ticking on the whole thing. And yet people are so numb and so out of it and don't communicate. That was the point of making it what it is, which is a dark comedy and a satire in a way, but not really. We take it pretty serious. I mean, it's, you know, we're not messing around. We're not trying to make light of such a serious subject. But it comes out on Tuesday, the 23rd, and I'm excited about it because I'm doing the Today Show with Al Roker, and I just like hugging him. But
now you can get your arms around him.
I can. He's so nice and thin, and he's if you go on his Instagram, he's always cooking onions. So
is that true?
Yeah, I'm not squeezing him because we don't know what happens that time of the morning. But I was on his thing the other day.
Weren't you on Good Morning America?
I was on a show called The Morning Program and it was on against Good Morning America and the Today Show, but I got fired because they said I was too hot for morning TV. And then I got Full House. They actually it just happened because my manager made a change and got me on the show. And I was very lucky that happened because I was out of work for a month, which has never happened. I was always out of work for years.
Right.
But to finish up the premise of the Benjamin, of how you get an independent movie seen, you know, video on demand is kind of the way, unless you're going to be in, you know, New York and L.A. in selected theaters. And then it's on iTunes that night, you know.
Right.
So this eventually, of course, will wind up probably there. But right now, it is a Redbox original. Now, Redbox, I had some friends razzing me, and I'm going, no, don't you razz me, because this is, we are the very first ever video on demand that can be streamed or downloaded on Redbox in the history of the company. So they're a big company. They got 50 million subscribers. And so this is like, I mean, it's how everybody started. Everybody started with your DVDs. I got a Netflix DVD of Casino Royale sitting at home.
Right, right.
They're not
right.
getting it back. But this but this thing, you can download it on the 23rd on the app, on the Redbox app. So they're literally growing into a brand new thing where they will be able to acquire original content and or produce movies themselves, go into the actual studio business, because they're a real successful company. They have 41,000 kiosks.
Young Nicholas used to fill them up.
I actually did it. I filled all 41,000 of them with my movie.
Yeah. Well, listen, you could get Nicholas.
Did he really fill them up?
Yeah. He's got a law degree.
It's a rough time.
It's a rough time. He's got, yeah.
But it's a cool company, actually. I bet they treated you good, didn't they?
Yeah, he rode his own car around and filled the boxes. I mean, it was
I drove a van around for this viral video that'll be out on Tuesday, and it's just me driving the van with this young man trying to fill the kiosk, and I'm just taking over, and I leave him.
It's like comedians getting coffee, but you're just filling up red boxes.
Exactly.
It's actually manual labor. You're getting something done.
That was his name.
Manual?
Yeah.
It was Manual?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you still say that?
You dropped him off at the schoolyard, I understand.
Yes, that was Julio.
So yeah. That's a swing and a miss.
I said I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going.
You're taking your time.
And I don't know where.
But you're taking your time to get to the Wilbur.
Oh, nice.
That's right, baby.
Really good there. Wow.
And on Saturday, Foxwoods will be back with Bob's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub, Bob Saget, the Wilbur tonight, Foxwoods tomorrow night. All right, I got to ask you about Lori Loughlin, and I don't want you to get pissed at me.
I'm not pissed. My go-to is no comment, and that's just how I have to stick to it.
Okay. That's not going to push you on
that's
it.
Just, you're nice.
What am I going to do?
There's other people. Yeah, right. But there's other people that would and have.
Well, you're not like you did a show with her. It's not like you're married to her or anything. I mean, there's not.
Well, you have friends. You make friends, you know, and then. I don't know. You know, you if you love somebody, do you stop loving people, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, in terms of you, she didn't, like, listen, she didn't kill someone or do anything, you know, where you would have to distance yourself
I've killed
her.
Many people.
Well, you kill them with laughter, Bob.
You know, that's what I do. I killed them. People always go, you killed them. You're crushed.
But you told me that no one's ever died at one of your shows, and maybe that will change
no,
this weekend.
No, but I did have a stretcher come in and take a man out.
Nice.
Because he had...
now Johnson's perked up.
See?
I think he had a heart attack, actually. He had a bypass because I hit on him, and he said, no thanks, I passed. But he...
He had a bypass for the night.
Yeah, just for the night. It was a bypass.
His wife said, all right, go out there. You got a bypass.
He had a three-way heart transplant.
Triple valve.
He had three ventricles for easy access for her pleasure. Can't say anything anymore. That's the thing.
You can say sexual stuff. All right, here is how at least radio...
And I do say sexual stuff.
Yeah, you know, here is how comedy has evolved in this day and age in terms of the radio. Is that race is entirely off limits. Religion is entirely off limits. Gender, in terms of any of that, is off limits.
Right.
Gay jokes are off limits. But now, like, language and sexuality, it's funny how times change.
Well,
like, language and sexuality.
But it's very much like the 50s. It really has that Lenny Bruce kind of attack of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And we are in a really weird time because what you do when you go out is you don't necessarily want to have someone on a soapbox telling you what their belief system is.
Sure.
But then again, my favorite comics were Richard Pryor and Lenny Bruce and George Carlin. I mean, he was very clear.
It's funny because I never liked Carlin, but then because I was young, but now when I watch Carlin, I'm like this is like insanely brilliant.
It's like an aha moment.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things where you go, oh, you know, I think I'm like a relatively smart person. And you see Carlin and you go, well, this is just another level.
And he worked, I was supposed to go to lunch with him 2 weeks before he passed away. And so we made an appointment. And I think the key is don't plan lunch with me. I really think.
that's a big signal that's
huge.
The end is near.
Well, he did a special once and he did so many of them. I think he did 14 or 17. It's one of those. And I'm really great at, I'm glad I'm not on Jeopardy right now. Well, that was a good reference. But the important thing is...
I'm sure because immediately people are going to go, hey, Bob Saget was making fun of Trebek.
No, I love him. I love him. That speech he gave was just...
It was good.
Broke my damn heart. But the thing is, I don't want to say anything that offends anybody. And I don't want, and I had stuff. I went in England. That's I just sound like a Rain Man. I went in England, burnt the toast, Charlie Babbitt, Wheel of Fortune. I went and performed at the Leicester Square Theater, and I had a couple pieces of material that were in my show that were fine in the States, and I didn't know that there was sensitivity, and I wasn't being sensitive, so I realized that's gone. Take that out.
But Bob, you can't. There's literally. That if you're playing to someone in a room that's the most sensitive person in the room, I mean, there's no way you're not going to offend someone now. Coulier could offend someone now, which is where we're at.
Well, it depends on what kind of comedy you can't take. But he, but Dave is hilarious. Dave's one of the funniest people, literally, off stage that will ever be on this earth.
Then what happens when he's on stage?
He's funny. He's charming. He's not as blue as me.
He's not blue at all. That's his whole gig, right?
He's very clean. And I don't know if he takes out Mr. Woodchuck from Full House. He might. And I never liked that thing. And his dog ate the head of it. It was all ripped apart, and I was really happy about it.
I would imagine there's quite a few things in Full House that you look back, that you weren't in love with. I'm sure you love the cast.
Well, I love the cast a lot, still do, all of them. I'm the one kind of stays in touch with everybody. And it's coming back. It's Fuller House. They're doing 18 episodes, and it's, you know.
Is that it?
They say that's it. Netflix says this is the final season, but 18 shows is a lot these days.
But Netflix pays like crazy money.
Yeah, they have, and the show, actually, they use it all on screen. They really do. I mean, it's they do big musical numbers, and I'm like, wow. When I signed up years ago, I didn't know it was going to turn into Glee.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that. But kids like it.
But I mean, it freaks kids out. Like, my kids will see, like, Full House, and then they'll be on Netflix, and they'll see Fuller House, and it will bug them out.
Yeah, because they don't
understand. Yeah, because they don't understand, like, the time passes.
Right.
And so they're like, what's going on? How did they get like this?
Tell them in 40 years to look in the mirror.
No, I just go, we're all going to die, baby. Don't worry about it. It's just a gradual. It's life is meaningless. Now it's just gradual. Just every step is a step closer to the end.
Now eat your dog food.
Exactly. And then I take him to a cemetery. And I go, I've already picked out a plot.
Hey, let's get the television and watch it at the cemetery.
You should do a Fuller House in like 20 years.
Well, I always say it's Fullest House. It's just me and an urn by the window. just a potted plant. Just coughing every now and then. But it's like, you know, there's something about entertaining families that I used to be cynical about, getting back to your question of, would they drive you crazy? And there was one article that came out. I was about to get an award in Philadelphia for being Jewish, literally, just for being Jewish. And it was, I think it was called the Big Jew Award, I think. I'm not sure.
How about that? It didn't go to Jeff Garland?
No. He wasn't on the Goldbergs yet, so I had to. But I was as white bread as you can get, because Danny Tanner didn't appear to be a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant man. And I'm a human being. I don't look at anything. I don't look at religion. I don't look at color. I don't look at race.
Right, right.
In fact, I wish I was blind. But you heard it here first.
Ted can make that happen.
I don't want that to happen. Ted can poke my eyes out like a Game of Thrones moment.
Well, that's what the kids are into.
These kids today, they love the eyes poked.
The Three Stooges are making a huge comeback.
Yeah, sleep in a bear, watch Fuller House in a cemetery. You got it all going.
Yeah, baby.
You're a good parent.
That's right.
But I think the main thing is that the show, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. What was the subject? Do you remember? I went off 9 times.
I said, was there stuff about Full House that
Yeah,
because you mentioned Coulier's like puppet thing.
Yeah, an article came out that said I was frustrated by it because I'm a comedian and I didn't get to be funny. But then I was an idiot. I was if you're 30, 31, and you have two top 10 shows on the biggest network where you're getting like a 30 share of the audience because there was no cable.
Right.
It was HBO and Showtime, but that was it. And maybe Skinamax, you know? And
nothing more frustrating than Cinemax.
It was rough.
Because you would have to watch 20 minutes of like bad plot just to see breasts.
Well, that's what's so great about porn for the kids.
I am, that frightens me. Like, can you imagine when you were...
I can't clear my memory history on my browser quick enough.
Can you? Well, you have to be very careful if you share any kind of tablet with your children to clear everything.
Absolutely.
But can you imagine being like 12 years, or say 13 years old, and having unlimited access to pornography?
Yes. Yeah, it's upsetting. It's
really like
upsetting.
Crazy. I mean, I don't even know, because like we would have to go to the woods.
I have three daughters. I have three, and it's like, you know, you go in. I don't want them typing horse and search. I don't want that. So the answer was yes. I was frustrated, but after a couple of years, I realized the tree opened up. It's a lucky thing. And it made everybody happy. And Full House has never gone off the air. It's always been on for 30 years. And and that's a nice thing to do. And then I like to do my adult stuff, which is not really for adults. My stand-up's for 9-year-olds, really. They just have to be like, puberty would be good. I think people should have hit puberty.
All right. So it's like playing tackle football. You should wait until you've hit puberty.
Yeah, there should be grass on the field.
All right. I understand that.
So you can play ball, unless you've been neutered in Game of Thrones.
Exactly, because that takes the hair with it.
And you don't watch Game of Thrones.
I watched Game of Thrones, and I enjoyed it, but I'm not lying. It's like the first show I stopped watching because, like, and listen, God bless him. I heard that 1 billion people have consumed Game of Thrones, like, and there's 6 billion people in the world, and that, like, internationally, like, 1 billion people have watched it. That was in Rolling Stone. But when they chopped that, when they made that guy eunuch, and like he was like a slave to that dude. Like
yeah,
I couldn't
really
watch
bothered
it.
You. It sounds like
because I can relate.
You wanted revenge. You had bloodlust.
Like
wanted
I wanted him to. And they kept not killing him.
Yep, they kept.
They
going
waited
for a while.
3 years to do it.
See,
before he got his.
Yeah. See, then I mean that's not satisfying to me.
It is to me because I mean the guy's got a shot. He could run for office.
See. I've been a hair away of being a eunuch so many times.
That's a great way to phrase it.
Exactly. I mean, there's been so many lawnmower accidents where I got by the skin of my teeth. So, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be on a riding mower.
No.
And fall off that. If you get a video of that, by the way, I need it for the new show. If you get eunicized.
All right. So this new show is a 10 o'clock show. So it's going to be a little more adult than the show that
It's a lot more adult. And okay. And has no contest. You just upload it and you get $500. And it's just, it's not set up stuff. It's a couple of things look set up to me. But for the most part, it's just crazy stuff. I mean, here's our stripper video montage. You know,
right.
It's like, oh, really? Is this stripper video montage?
Now, is there stuff?
And then the Ramones are playing, and I'm like, this is not 30 years ago. I'm pretty happy they spent money on this.
Now, okay, so if you, like, obviously you don't go through the videos and all that stuff, obviously.
No, because thousands. Right, so people always did, even when I did it.
Of course.
Kids don't know that I hosted the first 8 years.
Yeah.
They're not aware. That they thought it just showed up and Tosh became born.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that begat everything.
Yeah.
And so, but is there stuff that people show you that is not going to air and they're like, all right, dude, you got to see this. Like you come.
That's what it was when I did the show for the 8 years. It was always like, and I talked about it once on, I hosted SNL and talked about the clip that everybody has seen since. And they've shown it since, where the monkey scratches his butt and then sniffs his fingers and then passes out and falls out of the tree from the smell of his own butt funk. And you can say that. You just had to be.
You've become very cautious, Mr. Sack.
Well, no, because I've been there. You know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it when you're talking. All of a sudden, it goes into. So anyway, fish sticks, and you, what happened? What happened to Bob? You know.
Why did it click like that?
Yeah. Right. So it was. I think now we're running all those clips, and they can blur anything. And the standards and practices people that are the censors exist for these networks, and they want to be careful. They don't want to get in trouble. They, you know, there's a lot of people that I mean, people are suing for damages if a canned good has a dent in it. You know, they're saying it abused them sexually. and it happened to me because I actually put it inside a body cavity of mine. But
is that on the show?
No.
Is that like a reveal in episode 5?
When I see it. Yeah, on camera, I do it.
It's like, hey, guys, you know, you didn't know this, but for four episodes now.
It was SpaghettiOs. And then
when it went in.
And then, they show an ultrasound. the ultrasound's the funny part because you see the dent.
Yeah. That wasn't there before. It's like a magic trick.
But it's fun to do it because people are laughing legitimately.
Right.
And it's not the fake laughs that we used to do back in the day where, and Vin DeMona, same producer, and where the audience would throw their head back and laugh, but you were in the middle of their laugh. And so, like, something's wrong because that's not organically how people laugh.
Right, right, right.
But it's fun to do. Some are not as funny as others, but some are just. If you get five huge laughs in a half hour, like huge ones, where you're laying there, you're tired, you got a choice to turn on the news, or what are you going to do at 11 o'clock at night, you know? This thing will be on at that, you know, 10 to 11. So you're like, oh, man, that was just, that made me laugh. But what they do keep some clips off the air.
Sure.
We're not into, like, a lot of hurl, you know?
Right.
When people have any... Too many corn dogs on the loop-to-loop. You don't want to see that.
See, I'm a big vomit guy.
Well, then I can get you the tapes.
Yeah, just send me some email.
I'll give you all the videos you want. It's what you don't know if you're on a loop-to-loop. The gravity holds it in the air. So
is that something you've learned over the course of the...
of watching this season stuff?
You've learned so much about physics.
It's pretty scary. Yeah, it's kind of like something that would be done by Mr. Wizard. No, who's the guy that was the big... Guy, the big guy we used to watch as
Mr. Wizard.
Oh, it was Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
And now we've got...
And he always was a little salty. You could tell underneath the surface that he's like, ah, you stupid kid.
Yeah, I didn't want to take a shower with him.
Yeah.
But Bill Nye, the science guy, was the guy now, who's a very good man.
Now he's like going up against anti-climate people.
He's saying that
he's defending the idea that there is a climate issue.
Well, I would... tend to agree with him.
Yeah, I'm feeling that way.
Yeah, I think it's kind of...
You could talk to my dad. I'm like, why are all these scientists lying, Dad? like, why would they make that up?
It doesn't make any sense. These are Nobel Prize laureates, you know?
My dad went to Dartmouth, but he's getting old, so he sits around watching Fox News, and it's funny because it's like a condition that people have where it just starts... completely engulfing the way you think.
That's so true.
It
my
is.
My dad's the same way.
Yeah, really it's exactly. Way. Yep. Like, because my dad has had these, like, surgeries, and then he'll be, like, at home in bed for, like, you know, 2 weeks, just on a loop, and it completely affects the way you think.
Well, it's the same with CNN, it's MSNBC. I mean, I watch Fox sometimes, and I'm probably more of a CNN guy, but we all feel when people are giving you news properly, the way you want it given to you, the way that I remember Walter Cronkite would give me news, the way that, but that's younger people wouldn't know it. But
it doesn't really. It's a la carte now, kind of.
Correct.
It's what people you can seek out what you want to hear.
Exactly, and sometimes simpler is easier for people to handle.
Sure.
So nothing has changed that much. Everybody's wrong with anything. It's different. Mm. Nothing's wrong with the Earth. Everything's perfect. It's a flat surface that you fall off of.
Well, I think that's true.
And it started 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I'd like to live to 2,000. I would enjoy that.
The Mel Brooks?
Yeah, oh my God. That was the funniest. I don't know what to do to your audience, but they should, millennials, Gen X people, sorry to label you and profile you, but I'm just saying you got to listen to Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner.
So good.
2000 and the 2013-year-old man. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Would you say
absolutely. It was revolutionary at the time.
Yeah. And the two of them and Norman Lear kind of did everything we ever saw that was funny.
Yeah.
Well, can't make Blazing Saddles today.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Right. Like, I can't show my kids Blazing Saddles.
No.
And you can't. I can't show my kids Bad News Bears. So, like, you gotta be careful with that.
I can't show my kids Annie because
I have shown my kids dirty work.
You saw? You did?
I've told you this many times. I love dirty work.
I love you.
I love Bob directed Dirty Work, and I love Dirty Work is great. And Norm Macdonald, who's like one of my top five.
He's one of the funniest people alive.
Alive.
Go ahead.
When he has to do like romantic scenes.
Oh, he's not comfortable.
Oh, he's so uncomfortable that it's great.
Saget, let's do a sequel, but I don't need a romantic scene. What do you want to call the movie? Keep Artie Alive, who I love. I love Artie. So
how is he?
I'm told he's doing better, but you know, people have devils, you know?
Oh, God.
Especially comedians. And not especially, everybody. You know,
no, so. But comedians tend to look at the world in a way that maybe other people don't, and it needs to.
We're outsiders, yeah.
Yeah, and you need sometimes to stop thinking, I would guess.
That's the problem. Rodney Dangerfield told me when he met me, I was like 24 years old, and I'd been on the Merv Griffin show a lot. And for you listeners, that was like Ellen.
It was
a lot like Ellen, actually. And Murray was very nice, and he never touched me, and I wanted him to.
he had that game show empire that he had to protect.
Oh, my God, and Dance Fever.
Danny
Terrio. But what happened was he was really kind to me, and I was on the show like 13 times or something, and Rodney met me in the club, and I was 24, and he goes, "You're funny, man. You never stop thinking. Your brain never stops. You're Jewish. You got a messed up head. You're never going to be happy." And I'm like, a new friend. And he was a big influence in my life, you know. Crazy stories.
Yeah, a mentor. Well, next time you're in, we got to hear him. All right, Bob Saget.
Thank you for having me. You guys,
you're the man,
Mr.
Nice
Saget.
Meeting,
thank you so much for coming in tonight at the Wilbur Theater. Saturday, tomorrow at the Foxwoods Resort Casino. Tickets available at foxwoods.com. We'll be right back. I'm doing Billy Jaffe a favor and having him on again this week.
You're BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.